share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Despite the tumultuous pandemic-filled year we've been having, Muslims and Malaysians, in general, are excited for the month of Ramadan that's all set to start tomorrow, the 13th of April. Albeit, the celebrations will definitely be a lot different this year. One aspect of Ramadan we all look forward to is definitely all the bazaar Ramadan. Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur, DBKL, released a statement informing that a total of 65 Ramadan bazaar locations are expected to operate around the capital from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. during Ramadan. They added that out of the 65 locations, 63 of them will be supervised by the bazaar organizers themselves, while the bazaar at the Taman Tasik Permaisuri Car Park, near Stadium Bola Sepak Kuala Lumpur, and at Jalan 438 Se Taman Sri Sinar, Segambit, Wisma Suhati, will be supervised by DBKL. Visitors of the bazaar are required to obey SOPs set by MKN, including wearing face masks, maintaining physical distancing, and checking in with My Sajatera. The Idul Fitri Bazaar, on the other hand, which previously operated at Jalan Raja, will resume at Lorong Tunku Abdul Rahman, TAR, from the 17th of April to the 12th of May. A total of 208 hawkers will be at the location, which starts from the back of the complex Campbell Building to the Masjid India exit from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. midnight. The iconic night market at Lorong Tar every Saturday will be moved to Jalan Tar during Ramadan on the 17th of April, 24 April, the 1st of May and the 8th of May. If you happen to drive across this area, take note as part of Jalan Tunku Abdul Rahman, starting from Jalan Isfahan up to the junction of Jalan Melayu, will be completely closed to vehicles. To give way to the night market activities from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. DBKL reminded everyone, including organizers and visitors to the bazaar, to make sure they're always complying with SOPs. Any individuals caught flouting SOPs will face a compound up to ₹10,000, while the organizers can face up to ₹50,000, the statement said. Will you be visiting any bazaar Ramadan this year? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, DBKL, public is banned from directly distributing food to the homeless during Ramadan. Source: The Straits Times. Source: Channel News Asia. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.